Party, welcome, welcome. So you may have heard this is a special one-time core volunteer training specifically aimed at the June conference and lobby day Q&A. So core volunteer training, as you may know, is a weekly webinar program of the Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters, especially new and newer supporters, access to training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. So I'm your host, I already told you my name, Tamara Staten, and I'm very glad to have you here, especially our attendees for the first session in this summer's Climate Advocate Certificate Program. So if you're curious about what to expect when you attend either CCL's virtual conference or lobby days, then you have come to the right place. And if you don't care, you can still stick around because we're happy to have you. Tonight, we get to hear from, as I told you, Amy Bennett, and she is CCL's Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days. And she's going to talk to us for the first half of the call about CCL's Lobby Day procedures and questions. And for the second half of the call, we get to hear from National Events Manager Allison Cabisco, and she is going to review the online conference details and answer related Q&A. So Allison Cabisco started with Citizens Climate Education and Citizens Climate Lobby in 2015 through an internship with CCL's Marketing and Events Manager, helping with the coordination of the international conferences and November lobby days. As National Events Manager, Allison continues to support the organization of CCE and CCL's DC conferences, along with marketing and volunteer teams, develops resources that volunteers like yourselves can use in the field. As Director of Congressional Liaisons and Lobby Days, Amy Bennett, raise your hand, Amy, provides training and support to volunteer liaisons as they build relationships with congressional offices and helps representatives move up the ladder of support for effective legislative action. She's responsible for organizing CCL's lobby days in Washington, D.C., and helps to mentor liaisons on how to schedule and organize congressional meetings and to maintain productive dialogues throughout the year. So we're going to do some very, very complicated things this evening. Follow along. First, we're going to talk about June lobby days. Then we're going to have a little Q&A discussion. Then we're going to do CCL conference overview and hit repeat.
Great. Well, welcome everybody. And special hi to Nathan. I'm from San Rafael, Nathan. And I'm also just north of San Diego to Dr. Yalmuth out here in California. So what we're going to talk about, I'm going to go through the slides pretty quickly because I really want to leave time for a lot of Q&A. We meet with members of Congress, and why we meet with them is to move them up the ladder of support for the Energy Innovation Act. And we do this by being prepared, and we really focus on building a trusting relationship with our members of Congress. We listen, we try to meet them where they're at. And so if you're interested in being on a lobby team for this June or in the future, you know, be sure to connect with your group leader, or if you know who your congressional liaison is, as a volunteer who's within the chapter or within the district, it is the main point of contact and makes the lobby appointment and kind of takes the lead on the meeting agenda. Please reach out to them and let them know that you would like to be part of that lobby team. And they are... they're set up for these big events that we have, like this June, which is our conference. And then we actually have a week of lobby meetings because via Zoom and all of that, we're able to do it for a full week. When we physically go to DC, we have all our meetings in one day. And so you also can reach out to your state and regional coordinators if you happen to be in an area where a chapter has not formed yet. And I'm going to see if I can ask Tamara to put that link in the chat for reaching out to your regional coordinators. So again, there's no magic to getting into a lobby team. You need to request to be on one. Some of our meetings actually have already happened. Some are happening the week of, I want to say, June 14th. And because of the new Congress and kind of this different situation that we're in with COVID and the security issues on the Hill, some of the meetings are outside of the assigned lobby week. So we're just being flexible with Congress. This early, late winter, early spring, when we had a whole lot of new members and a lot of retiring members, it took a lot of those offices a while to actually staff up their offices. So we had a lobby week in March, And a lot of those March meetings had to be put off till April. So it's just, we're being flexible. We're going with the flow for June. So check in with the group leader or liaison to find out when they are shooting for having that meeting. Now, excuse me, your team will also have practice sessions, and you want to be sure to be able to join those practice sessions. Usually those are on Zoom, but every once in a while, these congressional offices like to just use a phone conference line, or like, I only know of a couple of them that use Microsoft Teams, but a few of them use Teams. So generally the practice sessions are on Zoom, but once in a while we try something different. And then we also have agendas, because time is of the essence when we meet with our member of Congress. And if we can follow agenda, it keeps everybody on track, because actually when you're meeting virtually, you know, you can't kick somebody under the coffee table and tell them, hey, it's your turn, that type of thing. So it's especially important to be part of the practice sessions. And let's see, how are these appointments set? Actually, I wish it was as easy as making an appointment to see the dentist, but it is not. It is actually relatively challenging to get an appointment with your member of Congress. It's usually persistence, and that's coupled with patience and a really good attitude. The people who are the congressional liaisons, those are volunteers within the chapters or districts or states that are assigned to be the main point of contact, either with your House member or the Senate member. And they reach out to the office and find out what their preferred method of setting an appointment is. And then they follow that. And sometimes it takes two or three back and forths. The offices in DC, it's actually like another world how busy their inboxes are. So we're constantly trying to put ourselves in their heads as much as we can in understanding how busy their inboxes are. So it can, as I said, take a lot of patience. Sometimes we don't even know the date of the congressional meeting until the week that we have asked to have the meeting. Some offices will set them months in advance, and some just don't get down to setting a meeting until they find out what else is going on with the senator or the Congress member or the staff, and they have to actually wait on other schedules in order to set our meeting up. So again, that's the liaison who does that. You don't want to go out and set an appointment by yourself, because there's someone already assigned to it most of the time. And you'll also be involved in maybe input on the meeting plan. That's generally, again, the congressional liaison and the group leader and the CCL chapter as a team that are giving input for how do we strategize to move our member closer to signing on to the bill, or even helping in outreach to other members of Congress to ask them to join them on being on the bill, signing on to the bill. So we have a template that we use that many groups use. Others create their own lobby meeting plans, but they do set an agenda based on maybe a 15 or 20 minute meeting with some extra open-ended questions in case the member or the staffer that you're meeting with wants to talk longer. Generally, they're going to give you 15, 20 minutes, sometimes less if it's what we call a face-to-face with the member. A face-to-face is what we call a meeting actually with a member of Congress. That only happens maybe a quarter of the times we meet, maybe less than that, depends on the member. So at least 75% of the time, we are meeting with a staffer. Generally, it's the energy or environment aide or the legislative director in the Washington, D.C. office. Sometimes it's different people. The group that's going to be in the meeting distills all the ideas from the chapter or the state into a meeting plan and an agenda. And that's the basis for your planning sessions and your meetings. And I'm also around for ongoing training. As the director of the liaisons, what I do is I support those people who are identified as that main point of contact, the liaisons, and give them ideas on, well, how do you get the meeting? What are the important things to consider in your meeting plan so that it's successful? And we always go back to, wow, each congressional district is different. Each congressional member is different. the situation in their districts, whether it's economically, whether it's jobs, whether it's the effect of climate on the district, and other factors such as the committees that the members on. All of those mean that each meeting plan is a little bit different on how you're going to approach it. But yet we do see some similarities in terms of concerns about questions about the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. So top priorities, for this round of meetings, it's a very interesting time in Washington, D.C. We know that H.R. 2307 has a lot of sponsors right now. I want to say it's up to 58. Tamara, do you remember what we're up to? I think it's about 58 co-sponsors on the bill, which is awesome. It's absolutely awesome. So we're still focused on getting more co-sponsors. And this is kind of in the weeds, but I'm going to give you the quick and dirty little civics lesson for what's happening in DC right now. Is some bills are getting passed in what's called regular order, which means they go through either the House or Senate and get passed. They go to the other chamber and get passed. Well, first they go through committees, then they go to one chamber for a vote, then they go to the other chamber, and sometimes there's adjustments made, and they finally get passed in both houses, and then the president signs the bill into law, right? Well, right now, because of the situation in the Senate, how closely divided it is, we're not sure whether this bill is going to go through regular order, or you may have heard of something called reconciliation. And this is something that can only be done a certain number of times during a certain number of fiscal years. I think it can be done once per fiscal year or something. I don't know quite the details on that. But if something if a bill or concepts in the bill get passed through reconciliation, what that means is, you've heard of the term sausage making, is the principles of the bill would get put into a larger reconciliation package if the parliamentarian agrees that it's within the constraints of the budget. So it has to be budget related to be put into a reconciliation bill. And here's the thing, the reconciliation bill can be passed with just 51 votes. So this is why there's a good possibility over this next few months that we could see, well, does it look like carbon pricing is going to go through getting, for instance, the Energy Innovation Act passed through regular order, or is it going to get put into a larger budget package called reconciliation? Either way, the more co-sponsors we have on HR 2307, the better the chances are that the purest principles from the bill will get put into a larger package. So I'll say that again, the more co-sponsors we can get, the more that sends a signal to the Senate that the basic principles in the bill we support will get put into a package over bills that don't have quite as many co-sponsors. So we're just kind of have a little more, a bill with more co-sponsors is going to get paid attention to a little bit more. So that's one of the reasons that we want to push for more co-sponsors. We also have a big theme over this year of helping Congress see that pricing carbon is popular. It's a very effective way to address emissions and, in the case of our bill, protect the lower income quintiles. So even if your members already co-sponsored, we want their help to reach out to other members to get them to sign on. So we don't give up on just getting a co-sponsor. We ask for people to really push to be champions of solving this problem. Now, we do have a very specific, what we call an ask, which is our one-page request of the office. We also have supporting asks, which are if the member's not ready for that, we have some ideas to help him kind of on the road of getting closer to carbon pricing. And those are going to be coming from Danny Richter in two webinars, one this Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific time. What's that? 8 o'clock Eastern. And also on June 10th at those same times, Danny's going to do two webinars on what our asks are and what our direction is going to be with this Congress at this time. So that is a lot. So here's the last part, and then we're going to open it up for questions. One of the things we like to really practice hard in our meetings is listening. And it's really hard to do when you're excited and you're a little bit nervous. And I'm especially myself, vulnerable to just like not being able to stop talking. But what we want to do is practice allowing that space and asking open-ended questions, which means not a yes or no question, but a question that kind of helps the person, the staffer or the member, helps them express what are their concerns about the bill, what can they support about the bill, what their other priorities are, so that we can understand where they're at. We really want to meet them where they're at. So these questions, are there ways CCL can improve how we work with the office and how we work with the district to gain more political will? Who should we be listening to in the district or state? What are your perspectives on climate policy advancement this coming year? What are your legislative priorities? And do you see what opportunities and challenges do you see in the road ahead? So those are the kind of things, again, there's many more questions that you could ask depending on your member, but those are the kind of things that will help us understand how to move that member up the ladder of support. So in many ways, we're looking at the member as our customer, and we want to help him get closer to asking for the order, if you were a salesperson. So asking for the order being support our bill, sign on to our bill. So I think I would like to, that's the snapshot of what happens in getting to meetings.
I'll start introducing myself. So hi everyone, it's nice to see you. I'm Allison Cabisco. I'm CCL's National Events Manager, and I live in New York, but right now I'm visiting my sister in North Carolina. So it's nice to see everyone. So I am in charge of organizing our June virtual conference, which will be online this year, and that will be on Saturday, June 12th, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have an additional day of seminars on Sunday, June 3rd. So those seminars go into a little bit more depth than our regular conference sessions do. So today I'll just go over some details about this conference, and then probably the most important part of the call, I'll give you a sneak peek of our new conference platform, which is called AirMeet. So I know we're all used to Zoom, and that's what we've been using for our past virtual conferences, but we're using a new platform this time. So I want to give you a little introduction to that, so you start to feel comfortable with that platform. So if you haven't already registered for the conference, please do. You can do so by going to cclusa.org/pushforaprice, and that will bring you to our conference website, where you can find most of the information I'll be going over today, and that's where you can go to register. And by registering, that helps us to know, who's attending, how many to expect. And then that also helps you to get the communications from us, in advance of the conference. So it's really helpful for us to have you register so you get the emails that you need. So the goals of our conference this year, we have three main goals. The first one is to show that there is broad support for carbon pricing. The carbon pricing is popular. We aim to do this by bringing in some of our coalition partners who are also working on carbon pricing and in the climate change space. Our second goal is to help attendees to figure out what actions they can take this summer to move carbon pricing forward and over the finish line. And third, we want attendees to have a chance to connect with each other as much as possible, since we're starting to come out in in-person events, but right now we are still virtual. So this is a great opportunity for people to see each other from across the country and all over the world. So this is our overall schedule for Saturday, June 12th, and we'll get started at 1 p.m. Eastern with an introduction from our executive director, Mark Reynolds, and then he'll move on to our keynote sessions. Then we have a legislative update with Dr. Danny Richter. So he's our vice president of government affairs. So he'll tell us what's going on in DC and a little bit of prep for lobby week. So probably some things that Amy was just talking about. Then we have our first set of breakout sessions, and these are themed who supports carbon pricing. So this is where we're bringing in some of our coalition partners who are also working on climate change advocacy and who support carbon pricing. Then we have our first break of the day, and this is our longest break of 30 minutes. So you can take a break if you like, or we have an action team fair, which I'll talk about a little bit later. Then we have our second breakouts, which we're calling these Take Action. I'll talk about those again in a second. And then from 3:50 to 4:35 p.m. Eastern, we have state breakouts, which you'll be able to find your states in AirMeet and meet with other people from your area, so you can get to know each other and talk about you know, what's going on in your chapter and statewide. And then finally, we'll have our closing keynote. So we're really excited about our keynote speakers this year. So we have, first will be Jerry Taylor from the Niskanen Center, and he'll talk about the state of the Republican Party. And then we have Jasmine Sanders, who is the executive director of Our Climate, and she'll be having a nice conversation with Clara Fang, who is CCL's student engagement director. So it'll be really nice to hear that discussion. And then our closing keynote, so later in the day to close out our conference, we'll have Adele Morris, who's from the Brookings Institute. So she's a good friend of ours, and she always gives us a nice talk about the economics of climate change policies. So then we have a few breakout choices for you. So the first slot of breakouts are who supports carbon pricing. Like I said, we're bringing in our coalition partners from different organizations, and you know, they come from all different segments that are also working in the climate change space. So we have environmental justice advocates, we have faith leaders, mayors, students, doctors, outdoorsmen. So we have a few different options for you to pick one of these seven breakout sessions in that first slot. Then our second breakouts, we've themed Take Action. So we've picked out seven actions that you can focus on this summer to move the Energy Innovation Act forward, just carbon pricing in general, how to communicate with your grass tops folks or your community. So we've picked out some of these actions, and we have CCL staff and some volunteers who will give you some best practices from the field, so you can learn from them and take their ideas and maybe implement it in your own community locally. Then we have our action team fair. So during that half hour break on June 12th from 2:40 to 3:10 p.m. Eastern, this will be the action team fair where I'll show you a little later when we go take a look at Air Meet. But we have several action teams who will be participating in this action team fair where they set up a booth. It's a virtual booth that you can you take a look at the booth. You'll see they have information with their website, a little description of their action team. And then they'll also have these virtual tables. So you can sit at a table, and it's almost like sitting at a real physical table. It will open up a video chat, and then you can talk to a representative from the action team. So you can learn a little bit more about their action team, ask any questions, take each other's information so you can learn more after the conference. So the action team fair is specifically this half hour during the conference, but the booths will be open throughout the duration of the conference, so you can visit at any time. There may not be someone actually sitting at the tables, but you can still check out the information that's there. There's also a button, which I'll show you in a little bit. There's a button where you can register your interest. So if you click that button and enter your email address, the action team will know later on that you came and looked at their booth, and they can contact you later with more information. So that everything I just talked about was mostly Saturday, June 12th. So that's our main day of the conference. But we do have an additional day of the conference on June 13th, and we have what we call Sunday seminars. So these seminars go into more depth than our regular conference sessions do. And we have four choices for you. They all start at 1 p.m. Eastern, but they vary in length. So one of them is 1.5 hours, and the longest one goes to 2.5 hours. So you'll see the choices here. We do have two new seminars this June. So the first one is the Energy Innovation Act Messaging and Policy Details. So Leslie Beatty, our marketing director, along with Morgan McHugh and Sarah Wanis from our DC office, will be running this session to talk about the Energy Innovation Act, what kind of messages you can use, some details about the policy itself. So if you have some questions, our DC staff on that seminar can help with that. Then we have another new workshop, which this one's from Braver Angels. So we've had some Braver Angels workshops for the past year, really. We've kind of had one once a month, but this one is new. So this one is called Understanding the Conservative Perspective, Critical to Achieve the Mission. And it will be a town hall style where we'll have conservatives on a panel and we'll learn their perspective so that people can find common ground. And then we're offering A Lens into Race and Climate again. So we had this one in December. And then we also have the Climate Advocate Training Workshop, which is CCL's basic training. So this is great if you're a new volunteer or if you need a refresher. There is a mock Member of Congress meeting at the end of that training, so you can get some practice if you've never been lobbying before. This training is typically required to lobby, so if you haven't done it before, I would definitely suggest going to this rendition of it. Oh, one other thing about the Sunday seminars. If you, so most people probably registered for the Saturday part of the conference. Maybe you chose Sunday, maybe you forgot. You can always email me at conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org, and I can help figure out if you're, you know, if you're not sure if you registered or don't know which one you picked and you want to switch, I can help you however you need. You could also register for Sunday separately. So if you registered for Saturday already and you do want to attend Sunday, that's fine. You can register for the Sunday ticket separately. Just pick the Sunday ticket when you register. Okay, I have one more thing to talk about before we go over to air meet. So just quickly about social media, we like to create a little bit of buzz around our conference and lobby days on social media. So don't forget to take pictures and post about your conference and lobby day experience. We do have some hashtags we're using this year. So hashtag CCL2021 and hashtag push for a price. So you can use those hashtags in your posts. But more importantly, if you tag CCL's national accounts, that's more helpful for us so that we can see your posts and we can share them, because we do love to share what's going on in the field. You know, you're the ones doing the work and we love to see how you're enjoying your lobby day experience, your conference experience. So definitely tag us. You see our handles here on this slide for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And these were some examples from, I think, last June. So, you know, take pictures of who you're tuning into the conference with. Maybe it's your dogs, maybe it's your family. You know, take pictures of your laptop, of a breakout that you're enjoying. You know, however you're experiencing the conference, we wanna see it. You can also help us boost registration for the conference by sharing our posts from the CCL social media account, because we'll be kind of plugging different breakout sessions in the next week or so to encourage people to register. So if you take a look at CCL's posts, you can share those as well if you have friends and family on social media that might be interested, and they're of course welcome to attend the conference too. We're pretty much at the most important part of my talk today. So we're not using Zoom, as I said. We will be using a new conference platform called AirMeet. So we're very excited to use this platform this year. Even though we all love Zoom, we have heard your feedback from our last few events that you would like a chance to connect with other attendees and have an easier time moving from session to session. And we've looked at several conference platforms, and AirMeet is basically has everything that we were looking for. So I know it might be a little nerve-wracking to learn a new platform, but we're hoping to give you some tips now, and we'll continue to communicate in the next week or so that you'll feel comfortable logging in during the conference. So for the best experience, I probably should have bolded this, put it in red, put it in yellow, put it in whatever. The most important thing is bullet number two. So you need to join AirMeet with either a desktop or a laptop computer. If you join with your phone or a tablet or an iPad, it's not gonna work great. So definitely use your laptop or desktop. Second thing, use Chrome as your web browser and make sure that the version is 79 or later. I had this problem myself. So even the organizer of the conference ran into issues. Once I updated my Chrome, everything was fine. I was having issues with my camera. So once I fixed it, it worked perfectly. So make sure you update your Chrome browser. Chrome is free to download. So it's very easy. So definitely do those two things. That's the most important thing you need to know about AirMeet. Use Chrome and use a laptop or desktop. We are holding a pre-conference event on Friday, June 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we decided to hold this event so that people have a chance to come in before the actual conference, practice logging in and navigating around, so that on Saturday morning, you'll feel good about joining the conference. You should expect a logistics email to arrive on Thursday, June 10th, and this will have all the details you need to know about the conference. How to log into AirMeet, details about your state breakout session, and more details about the schedule. So definitely look for an email on, June 10th, and make sure to check your spam, updates, or promotions folders. So a lot of our emails find their way into those folders. So just double check on Thursday, you get an email from us. And if you don't, you can email that email address that Tamara put in the chat before, conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org. Okay, so when we send you that logistics email on Thursday, June 10th, it will have a link to our AirMeet. And once you click that link, it will bring you right over to the event and it will look something like this. So this is just a practice event, so it's not gonna look perfect, but it will look something like this where it's a landing page. It has the title of the conference, the time, and then it's gonna give you the option to enter the event. So the way we have this event set up, we are requiring people to log in with a profile. And since this is pretty much the first time people are using it, you'll have to create a profile. So that's why we're having this event on Friday, June 11th, so people can hopefully get this done ahead of time because it does take a couple minutes. So you can click enter event. I'll just show you this quickly just so you have an idea of what you'll go through. So you would enter your email address. And it does like to verify who you are. So it will send you a 6-digit code to verify your account. And again, check your spam folder, check your promotions, check your updates. The code should come right away. Once you enter the 6-digit code and you put it in here, then it will ask you to create your account. So you'll put in your name, you can put your title, so professional title, or you could just put CCL volunteer. You could put your chapter name, your city, state, country, you can even put a photo if you like. And like I said before, what we really liked about AirMeet was how you can connect with other attendees through the event. So, you know, make your profile real so that people could find you. You know, maybe you have friends on the other side of the country who are looking for you. Maybe they want to private message you. Maybe you want to find each other at a table in the lounge. So make your profile real. And you can also edit it later on. So if it's not perfect when you first set it up, you can go back in and you can change it. So you'll make your profile. And then once you get into AirMeet itself, it will look something like this. Move this Zoom thing. So you'll land on something that's called reception. So you'll notice these tabs at the top. So right now we're in reception. And this is just, you know, it gives you a little overview of the event. We'll have a graphic here with the name of the event. If you add things to your schedule, you'll see some of that down here. It has this cool little card thing that flips around different sessions that might be interesting to you. But what's important on this reception page is this video walkthrough. So you can click this at any time, and it's a little AirMeet video to give you a quick 2-minute tutorial on how to navigate AirMeet. So that's always there for you to watch if you get stuck or you're not sure exactly how to use AirMeet. There's also this purple question mark. So if you click that, that will open up the support options that AirMeet has. So they have a chat support, they have a support lounge, and then they have some static guides that you can search and see if your question is there and they have the answer ready for you. So this is support from AirMeet. So if you're having trouble with the platform itself, that's always there for you. Let's go over to the lounge. So this is almost like a lobby of a hotel, especially if you've been to DC with us before and we're at the Omni Shoreham. You know that lobby is huge, there's couches everywhere. When CCL is in town, we take over the whole hotel. We're, you know, in all the couches, we're at the bar. So it's almost like coming to a couch or a table to sit with some CCLers. We'll have different themes for some of these tables. If you're a newer person, we'll have a new table, and we'll have some CCL staff at these tables too. So, you know, you can come over and see who is sitting at a table if you want to go and talk to them. You could see if there's a CCL staff member hanging out, you can go talk to them, ask them for help. And when you sit at a table, it's actually like, it will almost be like a Zoom meeting. So it opens up a video chat, almost like this Zoom meeting, and you'll have, you can unmute yourself, you have your camera, you can chat. So it's a great way to get to know each other. And we're also using these for state breakouts. So those instructions will be in your logistics email as well on how to find your state breakout on the Saturday part of the conference. Otherwise, these are really just social tables, so you can meet other people at the conference. Now let's go over to the booths. So these are just some sample booths, but this is where the Action Team Fair will take place and where the booths will be available at any time during the conference. So we have a variety of action teams that are participating in this. So we'll have more than just two in the real thing, but you can click on an action team and it will open up their booth and you can see the information that they've provided. So, you know, they have their website here. Maybe they put a video up that they want you to watch. So you can click that. And they also have tables at their booth. So this is where they'll have a representative sitting here. And if you want to learn more about that action team, you could just go ahead and take a seat. And I mentioned before there was a register interest button, but I think because this is not live yet, here it is. You can click register interest and your email address will pop up here. And once you click proceed, it will go into the system and the action team will know that you came and visited their booth. And we tagged booths, so you can search for different topics if you want to see what faith action teams we have. You know, we have more categories in the real event, but you can filter on tags or you can search if you're looking for a specific one. The last part of Air Meet is the schedule tab. And this is where in Air Meet, all the breakouts and sessions will be listed. So this will include the keynote sessions, any of the breakout sessions, the closing keynote, and then some of the state breakouts. So these are actual sessions that you would go to listen to the speakers. The booths is where the action teams will be. So this is almost like an exhibit hall. So the action teams will have their own little box here, and you're right, not all of them are participating. So the ones that are will be listed here, and I'll plan to communicate that to folks on the website and probably on the logistics email that will arrive to you the week before the conference. So that's pretty cool.
And you can email conference.inbox@citizensclimate.org and get your questions asked there. So thank you so much for being here. Maybe we'll see you in the other room. Maybe we'll see you next Tuesday. Maybe we'll see you on Thursday. Maybe we'll see the conference. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.